Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, party people. Oh, God. Oh, it's like a dream. Week six.
I'm not sure what you mean.
It's just like a dream. Every day seems about the same. The weekends just slip on by like they're any other days. Just a weird new world. Sixth week's beginning right now.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, week six. Someday I'll lose count, I'm sure. Not yet, though.
I don't know.
Just
we'll
keep
see.
Going with it.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, are you part of the people protesting and wanting
no,
back
No, I'm
in?
Not part of the people protesting. I'm just shutting the F up and staying at my house. What about you? Are you out there protesting?
No, but I know that people want to leave. And I know that while it's understandable, and if you haven't seen what this thing does to some people and not to others, that's part of the problem, too. Shoot, man, you hear someone go, yeah, I had it, I didn't even know it.
Mm.
Oh, great. Well, that's encouraging to a lot of people who are like, let me out of here.
Right.
And my business is crumbling before my eyes.
Right.
I gotta go.
My life is crumbling. I need to go.
So it's a really weird thing to be watching.
Yeah.
From my seat here in the South Bay.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Because I think because we're all alone, we're not seeing the grand scale of, you know, people's lives actually falling apart. And so you hear about these protests and go, hold on now. You guys.
Yeah, I don't know. On one hand, I see a guy who's sitting there or any person sitting there who's saying, my business is crumbling. I want to go to work. I need to, or
yeah.
There won't be anything left for me on the other side of this. I'd rather risk virus. You know, I mean, that's one
yes.
person just saying their decision for themselves, right? I get that. On the other hand, I heard a story from a friend who said their 52-year-old uncle, which I was like, oh, I'm 51.
Yeah.
Dude's in full, like...
pneumonia mode?
His organs are failing.
Yeah. That's the next thing you're hearing about this is all these complications from it. I got a guy he's a Broadway dancer, leg cut off. They'd take his leg off. Like, what? What's that got to do with the lung thing?
So the thing is, a dude that I'm talking about was fully healthy and finds himself in, you know, on dialysis and, and
oh, God.
And the family's in total fear for the dude's life. And, yeah, so it ranges. I know I don't want it.
Oh, God, I don't want
it. I don't want no trouble. I'm not playing games with that. So, I mean, I know that I would go to work if I was told I had to. Get up, get in your car, and go to work. I'd say, okay,
yep.
I got to do that. But I'd probably hide from my family.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky because we can do this stuff from home. It's, you know, there's just a lot of people that, you know, despite the problems with this whole thing, they're watching their lives crumble. You know, I will say, though, that, you know, having your kidneys fail or having a leg cut off or, you know, potentially dying is worse than your business failing. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Right. No, I get it. I get both sides. I'm just sitting here, luckily, not having to go
yes,
in today.
That's the thing. We're really lucky. It's hard for us to, you know, I try to just... You know, you have to watch these things and try to see it from other people's perspective.
Right. That said, radio's not immune either.
No.
So, you know,
oh,
fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love there to be a radio station on the other side of this. I'm doing everything I can personally do
right.
to make sure that that happens.
Right. Exactly right.
On the other side.
So,
listen, I know there's a lot to talk about, including the text you sent me yesterday. About Ozark.
Right.
You know, we're going to have to be careful on that too, you know.
I'm not going to tell you what I'll tell you off the air if you want to hear what I thought it was, but it I was completely
wrong. Well, no,
tell
me, I want you to tell me what you thought it was because that wasn't what happened. That's not a spoiler. It's totally fine.
No, it does end up spoiling stuff though. What I thought was going to happen does spoil things for some people. Would spoil things, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess since we're already talking about it, let's talk about that. So you finished Ozark.
I loved it. I loved it. Yeah.
Brin's Ozark smiling
is
his head off.
A really excellent show. And I finished the, let's see, it's 10 full episodes of the third season. When I finished 9, I was like, I couldn't, the job they do showing you about what mental illness can do. Now, listen, first of all, this TV show is about a white family laundering cash for a major drug cartel out of Mexico. So you have to accept that premise for any of this to matter to you. And so once you get there, I feel like the job they did showing what mental illness does to families was pretty good.
Like, I mean, to the extreme, obviously, because most people don't take care of it the way they did. But,
no. And you wouldn't, but the struggle that a family deals with when they love someone who's mentally ill and the repeated getting off meds, getting back on meds, and that is how people end up in the streets of San Francisco. And you say, how is this? Where's this person's family? It's theirs. There it is.
Yep.
They've tried and tried and tried and finally had to say, we can't.
Yep, we can't do this anymore for you. You're destroying our lives, too. I will say, whoever plays that guy, Ben, I don't know that actor. He's amazing.
That guy, too.
He should win awards for that performance. When he's sitting in that cab and just talking, and I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to kill the driver of the cab? Like, is he going to go? I mean, he plays it so beautifully.
His name is Tom Pelfrey.
Tom Pelfrey?
Tom Pelfrey's going to be a star, everybody.
Yeah, Tom Pelfrey freaking nailed that part. It's amazing.
Well,
that show's amazing. I mean,
right. What I liked about his performance was that he had so much. He had the most delicate heart in certain moments when dealing with his girlfriend or the kids. He had this giant heart, and it was soft, and you could just see it in him and see it in his eyes. And then you also saw the flip side, the absolute rage, the insanity that comes with what was happening to him. And he played that well too.
He was such a curveball in this season that I mean, he's sort of out of the blue. He's Wendy's brother. She's like the main character, the wife. And oh my God, she was amazing this season too. I mean, Jesus, the acting on that show is just.
She's going to get a best actor.
Oh,
whatever.
She
whatever.
Has
whatever
to.
What do they give away? Emmys? Whatever
yeah,
that
Emmys
is.
Emmys for TV.
Whatever it is,
she's got. Emmys and Golden Globes, I think, do go for TV too. He's out of the freaking blue and just is about to undo them. And what happens, I guess it had to happen, but it's
That's where my, that's what my guess is about, by the way.
What is? What?
About what happened and what I thought would happen.
Right.
Because there's a cliffhanger at the end of 9. Mm. And I was, I truly was in the shower, I think, sat, I don't know what day it was, but I was, I know it hit me in the shower and I went, that's what they did. That's what they're going to do. I know what's going to happen. Oh. Of course, duh. And then the episode starts and that's not what happened. And I went, oh crap. All right. Well, I was completely wrong.
Okay. How about the last 30 seconds of the season?
I see why they had to do it that way, because we need another season. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Could it went the other way, then you know what it's about. It's about Helen. So yeah, that was, we replayed that a few times. That was good.
Yeah, that was.
Had to look at that again. Whoa, what just happened?
Right.
If you blinked for 1 minute, you'd be like, oh, who's that other person?
I want to believe that people are staying busy and they have a lot going on. But if you have TV time available to you right now, you really should consider this show Ozark. I know the name is off-putting and you find yourself going, what could I possibly care about this? But it's very well done, really.
It's such a good show.
Really well written, really well acted. Even the kids are more than carrying their load. They're great.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And Darlene is the most hateable, but lovable. Like, I don't know what to say about the way she, her little weird little lines about who's family and who's not and how you take care of people. Oof. Yeesh. Yikes.
Oh boy, that is a, if you haven't watched any of it, I'm actually jealous. You got the whole thing to look for. And boy, does it just, oh God, what a show. It's great.
As a kid, I used to screw up quite a bit. You may know this. Oh. And my dad had this thing about making you face your mistakes and dealing with them. Like he just made me. There just wasn't any soft way out of anything. And the idea, seeing her drive to Kansas City and just face it, as crazy as Darlene, what is her name, Darlene? What's that girl's name?
Darlene.
As crazy
the woman,
as she is,
there she is. Crazy.
She just walks right up to the dude and says, here's the deal. And I'm looking at that going, oh my God.
Yeah.
The brass ones on that lady walking into the
den. Lion's mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Walking into the den and then just saying it. Just saying.
Yep. Yes, I did that.
Yep.
And here's how it's gonna go from here.
You gotta really consider. I know that if you got kids, you definitely can't watch it with kids around.
Mm-mm.
So that's my problem, is by day, I don't get to watch TV. If I put the TV on, everyone comes around and suddenly we're watching Trolls again. For the 50th time.
Yay!
So by day, they get a little bit of screen time and then we have to figure out how to move on from there. And there's no disappearing into a TV show for me. So I know why some people may not have seen it, but at night, late, do it.
Yeah,
you're going to love it.
Just do it for yourself. It'll make you feel so much better about your life. You'll be like, oh my God, my life is so uncomplicated and just pleasant. Oh, boring and pleasant and just uncomplicated and wonderful.
Right.
Oh, boy, those people and the web they have woven. It is.
Well, the exhaustion.
I get so scared for them.
I know. The exhaustion alone of just dealing with what they deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. Ooh.
But I like the look for season 4. There's more to come. Yeah. I didn't even know how they were going to deal with season 3, and looks like season 4 is going to be a doozy as well.
Yeah, it would have to be. I mean, like the way it's at, like everything is falling apart.
I did relate to the whole, I'm just going to get a bottle of vodka and sit in the car and never leave.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do. I mean, if you pull something like that off, you go, Hey, you know what I should do? Get a huge handle of vodka and also just stay right by the store so I can get more in case I run out.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to drown these sorrows. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is your Ask Me Anything that you did on Friday.
Oh.
You were... It was short. It was so short.
Bryn said... I don't know. We'll go 5 minutes. We'll go 10, maybe 15. We'll see how. And it right. went by in a finger snap.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
And it was about 15, 20 minutes. I sat there with a stupid grin on my face and listened to the softball question. Well, actually, there were a couple questions. I went, oh, this will be interesting.
You want harder questions when you do it? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. I feel like you answered all the hard questions.
It sounds like you have requests, Sarah.
Yeah, no. Are you requesting more difficult questions?
No, okay. Not at all. I thought that a lot of it was, there were a couple real things in there, and I feel like you handled them perfectly, and I probably don't need to get asked about them. So that's fine. We can talk about my gardening and my crafting. That'll be... super interesting.
Well, there may be people who want to talk about that.
Well,
maybe
great, because that's all I want to talk about.
You got it, Sarah. I'm sure.
Thank you. I know. Thanks. That'll be great.
No, it was easy and fun, and I appreciate anyone who gave it a minute. Like, I'm happy, and the people who
you guys
we
both
work
look
with
so fancy
said the turnout was good.
Oh, good.
And they were happy with it, and AAA is the sponsor. We want to make them happy, and they liked it, so that's great. And I'm happy I could do that, because it's right now we were just talking about it. We need our business to continue.
It needs to be here when we get back.
So if that's what I got to do to help
like
out.
We haven't left. We are still here, and yet we feel very far away.
Right.
No, you did a great job with it. It was I sat and just with an S-Eaton grin on my face. And
you did?
Yeah, I sat and watched the whole thing.
That's nice.
You guys looked so handsome.
I did put on a button shirt, and Bryn put on a tie.
I know.
I didn't want to come to the party underdressed, you know.
Yeah, but then he had like little shorts on.
Yeah, well,
underneath, you know, the whole torso dressing.
Damn it.
Well, you didn't have to stand up.
Well, I was getting hot. I was starting to sweat, and the tie was just like all like squeezing.
You were constantly fishing that thing away from your neck, like
it was choking me.
If you don't know, though, so I did the first Ask Me Anything on our Instagram at 10 o'clock on Friday. Sarah will be the second participant.
Mine'll probably be shorter than yours.
You know,
people know
maybe
everything there
I don't
know about me.
Honestly, I wasn't in a rush. I was like, I'll just take whatever, however this goes. It went by quick, really quick. So
yeah. I was surprised myself when he's like, all right, well, I'm like, oh, was that 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it was over 15 minutes.
Well, you know what? Afterward, Bryn made a very good point. He's like, dude, you're going to do this again in 2 weeks. So.
Oh, right.
You can't really, you know, do all the questions today when you'll be back.
Yeah.
So. That was
now
smart.
I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, what do I put on, like a brooch and some kind of frock?
Please do.
I'm going to find something good to wear. I was thinking I'll just drape all my scarves around. I never get to wear my scarves. I'll put all those on.
All right.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah. You know, just put them all on. I never get to wear them. I have some cute ones. You know, people give them to you for Christmas, your birthday, and you go, oh, thank you. And you put it in the scarf drawer.
So am I supposed to match that look too, or?
Yeah. Let's go scarves. Let's go like full Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Just like scarf it up. Yeah, I'll hang some scarves on the mic and stuff. It'll be great. Oh,
that
sounds
that
great.
You
actually,
say that.
Huh?
That's funny that you say that. You know, I never really quite got Aerosmith. I didn't listen to their early music until much later. One of the things that used to just I would look at that guy and he's weird looking to begin with, but. Mm. The scarves tied to the mic, I used to just think, oh, look at that. He pushed his mic away and grabbed the scarf and pulled it back.
It's
sexy.
So yeah.
Or super lame. Like, so
no,
stupid and
it's
lame.
Sexy. It's not lame at all. He has total mic control with the scarves. He's got, like, all the different scarves he could pull on.
I just used to think he was such a tool. Like, and now I'm more like, I get it. He's doing his thing and he's.
Look, he's very glam in a filthy underworld way.
Some people might say Aerosmith was the answer to the Stones and the Beatles, right? It's Tyler and...
Yeah. Jagger and...
No, well, what is...
Perry.
Perry. Tyler and Perry.
Joe Perry.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they had their own... They carved out their own little niche. I gotta... You know, listen, I'm gonna say this just because I'm a... I don't know what I am. I'm just an a-hole, I guess. I only like early Aerosmith. Like, you get to love in an elevator, you can F off. That's when they had all their commercial success. That's when they had all their number ones. Dude Looks Like a Lady, Go Away Forever. You know, No More, No More, Toys in the Attic. You know, Walking in the Same. Remember, walking hand in
Yeah,
hand.
They just don't mean to me what they meant to you. And I used to see him and be like, oh, you're
I wanted to be that guy.
You did?
Oh. No, get that off. I just said that's the crap, Aerosmith. Stop it. No. You know, it is 5 in the... Oh, no, I guess it's 6 now. No wonder I can sing. Oh, man, we're working on our... never mind. Who cares? It's 6:05 already. Let's... or something. I can't see at all today. It's my own personal eyeball issue. I think because I didn't have contacts in for the last 2 days, I'm just, like, squinting at everything. It's ridiculous. All right, you ready to rock?
Yep.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. Week 6 begins, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.